We're going to learn Daf Tezvav and Masechtas Ksubos. We are going to start. We're going to start from about 5-6 lines from the top, because we actually got up to this point a little bit. We got up to this point last time, so let me just fill you in. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi brought a story in the Mishnah that said that. Rabbi Yossi brought a story in the Mishnah that said that if a girl went down to fill up water, and while she was there, she was nenas. Somebody took her, and something happened while she was down at the water. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Paskin, okay, if most of the people from that city are kosher, she's able to get married. So comes along the Gemara and says, well, Rab says, that's only true if there's also a second roiv that enhances that first roiv. In other words, it's not enough that you have roiv of the city that's kosher. You also need that the outsiders, that happen to be a caravan, and at the time the caravan, most of the people on that caravan were also kosher. So that they, so then those people also count to the roiv. So it's not enough that you have just the roiv of the city. You also need a roiv from the travelers, from the people around. So when you have what the Gemara or the Rishonim refer to as Trey Ruby, when you have two roivs, not just one roiv from the city, but you also have a second roiv from the traveler, that combination of roiv is enough to paskin that she is going to be mutter. Now we're going to start inside the Gemara. We're up to 7 lines from the top. So 7 lines from the top, the Gemara continues and says, Ki ha, dechi aser ravdimi omar ziri omar avchanino. It's like similar to what Rav Dimi said in the name of Zir Amar Rav Chanina, Va'amri lo Amar Ziri Amar Rav Chanina, or without Rav Dimi, we just say that it's Rav Ziri in the name of Rav Chanina. Hochen acha roiv ha'ir. So his statement is as follows. We're going to explain this statement. Hochen acha roiv ha'ir, ve'ein hochen acha roiv si'il. We will rely, if there's a roiv in the city, that's good enough, that's reliable, and we'll say that she is kosher, the child is kosher, and so on. But we, but we don't rely on the roiv of the travelers. But the Gemara says, Klape Elia, in which direction are we going? If anything, that statement is exactly backwards. Because the difference, as the Gemara itself says, Hani Naidiva Hani Kvi, the Kaimi. The people who are traveling, they're moving. And the people who are in the city are Kavua. Now this is a concept which we're going to introduce now, which is there is a concept that when you have kavua, which means the thing that has created the suffix is set. It's not in motion. It's in a place. And the question is whether I went to that place or not. And now it's called kavua. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami, that when you have something that's kavua, it really is just a shiloh. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? That is the concept. So when you're dealing with a situation where it could be from anywhere, if it could be from anywhere, so then it's what's called nighty, or referred to as nighty, it's moving around. And then we look statistically at the entire equation. We look at the overall picture, and if the overall picture is there's a roiv in good, roiv in favor of being kosher, so then we say it's kosher. But when you're dealing with a kavua where you went into a specific place, and now it's really a shailah, is this good or is it not good? It's just a very simple question. Is I'm looking at a particular individual, a particular store, a particular location. When I'm even though generally you're right, even though the statistics and out there in the big bad world there might be a roiv that it's kosher, it doesn't matter because the rest of the world is irrelevant when I'm talking about this particular location. Is this good or on this location? It's a question. Is it good? Is it not good? And since it's kavua, we say the concept of kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami. It's a 50-50. So on 50-50, we don't have a roiv anymore. If we don't have a roiv, we can't necessarily be machsher. So the Gemara says, Ella hochin acha roiv ha'ir. Really, the rule is, we do rely on the roiv of the city. However, as we explained on the top of the Amid, v'hu de'ika roiv siya ba'hado. As long as there's also, in addition, a second roiv of the people of traveling. So you do need an established roiv in the city, provided on top of that, in addition, you have a second roiv of the people walking, people around. The ain hochen acha roiv ha'ir grey dasa, and we do not rely on just a simple roiv because most of the people in the city are good. The loy acha roiv sia grey dasa, and we also don't rely on most of the travelers, even if by themselves. Each roiv individually is not good to carry the story. Again, as we'll see later in the Amid, because we're talking about yuchsin and we're talking about yichus. So by yichus, we don't rely on one roiv. So we don't rely on the city by itself. We don't rely on the travelers itself, but we would rely on the city if the travelers enhance that roiv. My timer. So finally, the Gemara says, "Let's explain why would that be true." So the Gemara answers, "Gezeira roiv sia atu roiv ha'ir." So first of all, the reason why you don't rely on the travelers is because we don't rely on the roiv of the city. So since we don't rely on the city, and it's confusing which one yes and which one no, we say if we don't rely on the city, we're not going to rely on the travelers. It's fine. So the travelers are knocked out because we don't rely on the city. But the Gemara itself says, "V'roiv v'ir nami." I don't understand. What's wrong with the roiv in the city? Idika azli in hulagabo. If he, the guy who, the father, goes to her, so then, even in the city called the Parish Meruba Parish, it should be a regular roiv, and under normal circumstances, when we rely on a regular roiv, in terms of heter ve'isser, in terms of hechsher, we do rely on a roiv. So this should be a regular case in the city that it should be good. So why the city itself, you're saying the travelers are no good because of the city, but the city itself is not a problem, so what's the gezeira? So the Gemara finally answers, that she went to him, that he was in his location, he's stationary, and she went to him, and now it becomes the Havale Kavua, that he becomes a Kavua, he's set. Now, so that means we're talking about a particular guy, and on that particular guy, we don't know whether he's good or no good. It's a 50-50 chance. The Amar Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira says, "Kol kavua kamechsa amechsa dami." That once you have a kvius, once it's set, and we're dealing with a specific issue, a specific suffix, that specific suffix, the specific thing, place, or person, place, or thing, as we say, that is a kavua, and once it's kavua, it becomes the ordinary 50-50 chance, and regardless of what the statistics are in the rest of the universe, we just look at that particular instance, and therefore it's 50-50, and for Yichsin, and it's not even a roiv anymore, it's 50-50. Okay, so that means, now let's do reverse engineering over here. So it comes out that there is a case in the city that's no good. So therefore we say we don't rely on roiv in the city ever, no matter, regardless of what the case is. Doesn't matter whether he's moving or not moving. City's no good. And once the city is no good, then the travelers also. If the city's no good, then the travelers are no good, each one individually. However, as we said before, the combination, if the city is good, generally, and the travelers are also good, that double roiv is enough for us to finally rely on the concept of roiv in this context, and there's no reason to make gezeiros of any sort, and therefore finally we could rely on the roiv to say that this girl is going to be kosher. Now, till now, we've been talking specifically of roiv in the context of yichus. But the way the Gemara seems to be phrasing it, it just sounds like it's talking about the sugya of roiv. The Gemara itself didn't make it clear that this is because of yichus. It doesn't say anything like that so far in the Gemara. So far, the Gemara just said, this is the concept of roiv. We don't rely on a single roiv. We need two roivs. So, of course, the Gemara says, one second, if that's really true, and you want to tell me that's a universal concept, umi be'in and trei rubi. So here you see the Gemara uses the lashon. So you see, is it true that in general, to make something kosher, you need two roivs? One roiv is never enough? For iser v'heter v'atani, we have a braisa. Famous price that says, Teisha Chanuya is Kulin Moichris Basar Shchuta. You have 9 stores in the city that sell kosher meat. Va'achas Moichris Basar Nevela, and 1 store in the city sells not kosher meat. The Lokach Me'achas Mehen, and you bought meat from one of them, Va'eni Odea Me'eza Mehen Lokach, and you don't know which store you bought from, so there is Sveikai Aser. So there it's Aser. So again, this is a case of Kavua, because you walked into the store. So it's not relevant what the other 9 stores in the city sell, because you walked into a particular store. You walked into Mike's Bakery. So now, you're in Mike's Mike's bakery. The question is Mike's good or not good? That's the issue over here. It has nothing to do with what the other stores are, because it's a shiloh on this one. It's not a shiloh on everybody. So therefore, that's kavua. It's going to be usher. That's simple. However, what's relevant for our shiloh is uvenimtza, but now you find a piece of meat on the street, and you don't know which store it came from, so now it's just a question of statistics. Which store did it most likely come? It could have come from any one of them. So now you have nine that are good. Halachachar haroiv. So we see over there, we go basa the roiv. And the simple understanding is that we just rely on that single roiv. That since most of the stores sell kosher meat, so this meat is most likely going to be kosher, and you're relying on a regular roiv. As opposed to till now, we've been saying you need two roivs. So that's the contradiction. So the Gemara says, one second, maybe actually over here also, maybe over here also there is a second roiv. Because yes, there are nine kosher stores, but there's also travelers. There are also travelers who bring meat in. When you find a piece of meat in the Times Square, you don't know where that piece of meat, did it necessarily come from that city, or did it come from somebody traveling into the city, right? So, the Ka'asi, as the Gemara itself says, the Ka'asi le ruva me'alma. That over here, so now you have the roiv of the city, and you also have the roiv of the traveler. So we see maybe even in this case, that would mean, by the way, in all of Shulchan Aruch, in all of Halacha, you now need, one roiv is not enough to make something mutter, you would need two roivs, if that's the explanation over here. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have a question. So maybe you want to say that over here also we're talking about two roivs. And really the rule is you need two roivs. V'amar Rav Zeira, no, because Rav Zeira already taught us, afal pi shadalso es medina ne'ulois. So even though the city is doors are closed, so the city doors are closed, which means there's nobody from the outside. It's only here. The doors, it's only in the city, and in the city itself, there's a roiv that's kosher, and the psak halacha is that when you're relying on the roiv, it's kosher. So we see we do rely on one roiv. So we're back to our straightforward contradiction. Here we see one roiv is enough. Until now, on top of the omid, we said you need two. Finally, the Gemara gives the answer to this question. Mailo osu biyuchsun anachanami. Really, in halacha and shulchan aruch, and generally speaking, one roiv is enough. That's really the halacha. However, since by yuchsin we already know that we're very careful, we're extra cautious, so therefore by yuchsin you're going to need, as the sugya says, till now, you need two roivs. So that comes out, so this concept, this whole sugya that we're discussing specifically, where we don't know whether the girl is kosher, whether the guy is kosher, is unique to this sugya. It doesn't impact the rest of Shas. The rest, because over here, my laws of yuchsin, you need two roivs, but in generally speaking, you only need one roiv. Okay. Gufa. So we have this concept that once it's kavua, it's a 50-50. Now the interesting thing is ben lekula ben lechumra. This is going to be true lechumra, lekula or lechumra. Lechumra is easy. Minole. So how do we minole the Rav Zeira? How does Rav Zeira know? Where did Rav Zeira see this? Because Rav Zeira is an amira. Where did Rav Zeira see this that he knows that it's a 50-50? If you're going to go back to that story that we had before, we had nine stores. Kula mecheres baser baser shchuta. Nine cell kosher meat. V'achas basur nevela, and one cell is not kosher meat. V'lokah me'achas mehen, and you don't know, and you bought from one of them. V'ni yodei me'ezem hen lokach. And this is the case: you walked into the store, and you don't know which store you walked into. Sfeikoy aser, it's going to be aser. Ubenimsa halachach roiv, and when it's on the street, so now it's not kavu anymore. It's going to be the roiv. It's going to be kosher. Anyway, so we see. Now we're focusing on the first case. Now we're saying on the kavua case that it's going to be aser. So we see that we go lechumra. So the gemara says hasam lechumra. Fine. So there, it's also a lechumra. So that doesn't really prove anything that we're going lechumra. That doesn't prove that we rely on 50-50 both ways, ben lekula ben lechumra. Elo, so the Gemara says, okay, let me try a different example, a different Mishnah. Mitesha tzvardim, you have nine frogs, v'sheretz echad, and one sheretz. Now the difference between a frog when it's dead is not tame. A sheretz when it's dead, a dead sheretz is tame. And you don't know when v'noga ba'echad mehen, and you touch something. You touch something that you don't know what you touched. V'eini yodei ve'ez mehen noga, and you don't know what you touched. So sveikoi tame. So once again, you're a safek tame. Now here, the case over there is you had nine frogs that are not tummy. The frogs are not tummy. And there again, you say that you're going to be tummy. So the Gemara says once again, Hasam Nami Lechumra. Therefore, the 50-50 is going to be tummy Lechumra. That doesn't prove that we would even rely on it. We go Lekula. Elo, so finally, in this, it's the same Mishnah. The second half of that Mishnah finishes off, or it's the Tosefta actually, finishes off and says like this. Elamitesha Shrotzim Vitzvardeya Echad Beneim. The other way around. Now you have nine chances that it's tummy. and only one chance that it is tahar. There's only a very slim chance it's tahar. V'noga be'echman, and you touched one. V'eni yodei be'ezman noga, and you don't know which one you touched. So this is now it becomes a regular case of safek tumah. So the halacha generally is, again, not our sugi over here, but we'll just mention it. Birushus hayochid sveikay tumah. Anytime you have safek tumah, birushus hayochid is always tumah. However, the chiddush over here that we're looking for is birushus harabim sveikay tahar. If it was in birushus harabim, since it's a safek, we go tahar. So even though there's nine chances that you touch something tumah, since we say kol kavua kamechsa mechsa, we're going to make it into a 50-50, and therefore you don't know what you touched, and therefore it's going to be tahar. So we see, we even go lakula, even though statistically there's a roiv that it should be tameh. So we see even lakula, we do sometimes say, now that's a braisa, which is very good. So Rav Zeira has a proof, but the Gemara wants to know midah raisa minolam. How do we know that this is a din? Because this din, by the way, of tumah and hechsher and all these things, even play out on a daraisa. So how do we know that the Torah agrees to this concept of kavua? So minolay amakra, because the pasuk says va'arav lo, you ambushed him v'kamalav and you stood on him and you killed somebody. That's what the context of what the pasuk is saying. So the first shita is achi iskaven loy. The first shita is, I think it's Reb Shimon. Yeah, Reb Shimon says that you have to have kavana. So in other words, if I throw a rock at somebody and I'm aiming for one person and I hit somebody else, I just have very bad aim. I was trying for one guy and hit somebody else. So the halacha is I'm not chayev. Because even though you ended up killing somebody, but it didn't, you weren't aiming for that guy. You were aiming for somebody else, you're going to be potter. The Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon over there in the Gemara and Sanhedrin argue, and they say, Amar Devei Rabbianai, Prat Lazarek Evan Lagoy. No. If you were aiming for one person and you hit somebody else, you're going to be chayev. That case is going to be chayev. Here we're talking about a case where you weren't aiming for anybody in particular, you just threw it into a general crowd. Right, which happens, right? Sometimes people shoot into a crowd. They shoot into a crowd, right? That mamish unfortunately happens nowadays all the time for some reason. And now, so you aren't mechavim for anybody else. So there the halacha is that you're going to be chayev. So hechi dami. Now what's the case over there? What's the situation? Ilam de ikatesha kananim. And over there you're going to be potter. Ilam de ikatesha kananim ve'echad yisrael beinayim. So if you're going to say, because nine of them are goyim and there happened to be one yid among them, and I guess this guy unfortunately hit the yid, so that you're going to be potter. For typically the rubik kananim ninu. Say over here the reason why you're potter is because the chances are you could rely on roiv. That doesn't prove kavua. That just once again proves roiv, that when roiv are no good, you're likely to hit a roiv. Inami palga apaga, and even if it's 50-50, five are yid and five are goyim. Again, safik nefashos lahakol. We know as a general rule, we always go lakula when it's a safik nefashos. So, what's the chiddush? What is the pasuk telling us? What the pasuk is telling us, the ikka teisha yisraelim, that the case is that most people are yidim, the kanani echad beinayim, and you have one guy over here. The havalei kanani kavua, but now that you still have that one guy, and we know that there are 10 people, we know who those 10 people are. V'chol kavua kamechsa mechsa domi, and now we see that even midaraisa, that one person makes the kvias, we know exactly how many there are, so that makes it a kvias, and it becomes a 50-50, and as a 50-50, now the regular rules of sakonis nefashos or hatzolis nefashos is going to work, and the guy's not going to be chayiv misa, even though 9 out of the 10 people were yidden, and he just shot generally, still he's going to be potter. So we see that even midaraisa, the concept of kol kavua applies.
In leniency,
even lakula. Right, even lakula. Okay, now back to our sugya. Itmar, Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar, Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So we passing like Rabbi Yosi. When we say Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, by the way, we mean Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, which means that we passing like Rabbi Yosi, that we can rely on the roiv of the city. And what? Passages like Rabbi Yosi that you're really relying on one roiv. Rav Chanan bar Rova Omar Rav Hayro Shol Hisa. No, over there, the reason why because in the Mishnah itself, all we discussed was the city. We only had one roiv in the city, so he said that was Hayro Shol. Over there were reasons to believe that one roiv was going to be good enough. There were other factors which we don't know what those other factors are. But if you want to know for Dairois, for the rest of the generations, you need two roivs. And that seems to be where the Gemara is headed on this topic. But the Gemara is going to ask some questions. So you're telling me that it's possible that sometimes one roiv is enough, and we're dealing with yuchsin. But I know the general rule is you need two roivs when you're dealing with yuchsin. But tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Okay, so now let's go to the Tesvav Amabez. The Mishnah says, Motza ba tinak mushloch. Okay, we learned this Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Motza ba tinak mushloch, that you found a one child on the street. So you know, imrei ayvekachavim. If most of the people in this city are goyim, so then that kid is a goy. Imrei Yisrael, Yisrael. But if most of the people in the city are yidden, so then we treat this kid like a yid also. Mechza al mechza. Let's say it's 50-50, Yisrael. We're going to treat this kid like Yisrael. Now that's what we're going to discuss right now regarding what halacha. Va'omer Rav, and Rav says, lo yishanu ela l'hachyosei. The only time that we consider this kid a yid is only with regard to whether you have to feed him and make sure that he's living well and so on and so forth. Avo l'yuchsin loyi. But when it comes to yichus, even if roiv of the city are yid, then we can't just generally just say, oh yeah, chances are he's a yid and this kid can marry a kayin, right? We wouldn't necessarily say that. That's what Rav says. Ushmul Omar, and Shmuel says even less. Lifakeach alav as agal. And Rav Shmuel says, we're not even talking about in general whether we consider him a yid. It's only a question of if the kid is about to die, whether we would be, for example, Michal Shabbos in order to save him. That's the only thing it's relevant, because there could be a chance that he's a yid. Could be as a chance, so that's enough of a chance for us to save him on Shabbos. Okay, anyway, so what do we see? But either way, nobody argues on the fact that when it comes to yichos, we don't rely on the fact that most people are yidden. So we see we don't rely on one roiv. We always need two when it comes to yichos. So the Gemara answers, that you forgot what the story is. The story is, B'kroinos shel sipori have maiso erachanami. So in other words, you have to explain the Mishnah, it's our Mishnah, also back to what we said originally, which is that we are talking about the Tetura. Really, you're right. When it comes to Yichus, one roiv is not enough. You need two roivs. Over here, our Mishnah also happened to be a case where there are two roivs. You have the city and the travelers. Oh, but according to Rav Chana Bar Rava, that says that was only Ayro Shah. But that means that in general you only need one roiv. Haman demasni ha loymasni ha. And Hanami, it's not a contradiction. It's really, we all agree that you need two roivs when it comes to yuchsin. And there's two different ways of phrasing it. Rav Chana phrased it in the context of our Mishnah. We could also phrase it in the context of this Mishnah that says that when it comes, you know, roiv of the city is Yisraelim, we can rely on Yisrael. You have to explain, but not by yichus. In other words, the bottom line is that when it comes to yichus, one roiv is not enough. Okay, now let's explain this Mishnah, because it's very interesting how this Mishnah works out lahalocha. Gufa. So let's quote back the Mishnah. It says, Matza batinak mushloch, if you find a kid on the in the middle of the city, somebody left a baby there, imroi b'ayv d'kachavim, if most of the people are goyim, he's a goy, imroi b'yisrael, Yisrael, if most of them are yid, is a yid. Mechza, mechza, 50-50, Yisrael, we still consider him a yid. So now, Omer Rav, Leishanu El Lachy Yosoi, and we say that's relevant only for making him live, Avalach Eliuchsin Loi, but when it comes to Yichus again, we don't halachically consider him a kosher yid. Shmuel Omer, this is literally a quote of what we just said before, Shmuel Omer Lefakeh Lavas Hagal. Okay, and Shmuel says no. It's only relevant, we actually look at whether it's Roiv or at least 50% Yidin in order to be Machal Shabbos to save him. Now finally the Gemara gets to the question. Umi Omer Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say that you need at least 50% to save a kid? He quotes Shmuel and he says, "Ein holchem bepikuach nefesh achar haroiv." That when it's a pikuach nefesh, we don't look at the roiv. So this literally contradicts what we just said. Even 50, you don't even need 50-50. It could be against the roiv. It could be a miut. And even so, Shmuel says we're going to save this kid's life on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, finally, here's the explanation. Elakiyitmar de Shmuel al Reisha Itmar. What Shmuel's halacha was, Enachanami, not at the end of the Mishnah like we thought that it was 50-50, but rather Shmuel was actually commenting on the first line of the Mishnah as follows. Imroiv oive kechovim oive kechovim. Even though the beginning of the Mishnah says, when if they're mostly goyim, we consider this kid a goy, on that, Omar Shmuel ulefakech levesagal, enoi kein. But if it comes to sakonas nefashos, if there's even a slight remote chance that it's a yid, we're going to work on Shabbos to save him. Okay, so then the Gemara says, okay, so now we're saying, according to Shmuel, we're saying that it doesn't matter, even if it's mostly Goyim, even if there's a chance, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos, because he could be a Yid. So then the Gemara says, so then what is, the Mishnah says, the words of the Mishnah are, he's considered a Goy. So what's the relevance of that point? So, Amar Rav Papa, la'achil nevelis. Chances, the halacha is you can feed him treif. It's not a problem, because again, we can consider him a goy for these purposes. He could do whatever he wants. Okay, now, if that's a very simple halacha, Imrei Yisrael, Yisrael l'may hilchaso, then if we say that he's mostly a yid, he's a yid. Again, now that we said that for yichus, we anyway do not rely on this, so what's the relevance? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, la'achil lo yavedo. So it's, if you find an aveda on the street, so the halacha is, again, without getting into all the specific of the halacha's general rule is that if you find it something that belongs to a yid, you have a chiyuv hashavas aveda. If it belongs to a guy, you don't return it. Again, without getting into specifics, that's the general rule. So now, here, if roiv of the city are yidden, you have to assume that that object belonged to a yid, so you're going to be chayev to return it. Now, finally, mechsa al mechsa Yisrael l'may hechaso. Now, it's 50-50, we do consider him a yid. So what's this relevant to? Reish Lakish li nezikin. So Reish Lakish says when it comes to damages. And the Gemara is going to explain. Hey Chidami, what's the case of damages that we're discussing? If our shor gored him, so in other words, I did the damage to him, to the suffix. So, and the question is, do I have to pay? So, the general rule is, if I have to pay, you have to prove that I have to pay. So, lemalei, right, I see, right, Yisrael at v'shakol, prove to me you're a yid, and then you could take. Otherwise, I'm not paying you. So it can't be that that's the halacha that he's a yid, because he has to prove it. Let him prove that he's a yid, and then, what? You don't have to pay a guy. No, the halacha is by a shor shenogach shor, by an ox that, they're not talking about Adam Mazik over here. We're talking about your value, your property. If my property was Mazik again, this is the general rule. I'm not getting into, you know, what we do in the Constitution of the United States. I'm just talking in general, la halacha. And the general rule is, if I, you know, because it's much more complicated than the general rule breaks down to every case is a little more specific than that. But the general rule is, yes, if my object damages a guy's object, I don't have a chiyuv to pay. Okay, so let him prove that he's a yid, and then I'll pay him. So the Gemara answers, "Leitzricha denacha tura di day latura di don." So now the case has to be that he did the damage, and the halacha is that if he did the damage, he has to pay me. So if it's a goy, he has to pay me nesek sholim. If it's a yid, he only pays a short time. Only pays, as we know, chatzi nezek. Right? I know this is a huge sugya which we're doing in 30 seconds. But if it's a yid, he only pays. So palgum eshalim. So the first half he has to pay, because either way, half he has to pay. The idach palgo, and the other half amar luhu. So this suffik can say to the guy, I see raya the lav yisrael ano va'etein l'chon. Prove to me I'm not a yid, and then I'll give it to you. Because if I'm not a yid, then I have to pay the whole amount. If I am a yid, I only have to pay half. I paid you half already. So I'm done. So now that's the statement of Mechsa Mechsa. When he's 50-50, we consider him a Yisrael, meaning that he pays like a Yid, and he only pays 50%, and anything beyond that, he is going to be able to say, prove to me I have to pay, prove to me I'm a Goy. If you can prove it, then I'll pay. Otherwise, I'm considered a Yid, and I only have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Okay, we'll stop over here, because the next Mishnah is the beginning of the next of you.